What's the insect outlook for 2012? This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. Well, depending on where you farm, the insect outlook for 2012 may be different. But here in Ohio, Andy Michael, assistant professor in the Department of Entomology at The Ohio State University, says there are a couple of insects worth mentioning.
For soybean, we were worried about the soybean aphid. We had a lot of fields up north Ohio that had a fair amount of soybean aphid populations. Most of those were managed. We monitored the flight to the overwintering host, buckthorn, and we saw a very few amount of egg deposition, which indicates that we might have a low aphid population for the following year, which is good news for growers. The bad news for growers, though, is that there's an ever-growing threat to invasive stink bugs to Ohio agriculture. Some stink bugs have been present down in the southeast of the U.S., and as well as the mid-Atlantic states, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Maryland as well. These pests are the brown marmorated stink bug and what's also becoming known as the kudzu bug. Now, the kudzu bug is not present in Ohio yet, but we have seen populations of the brown marmorated stink bug. We know that they feed on a large variety of crops, apples, pears, but they also feed on soybeans and corn, particularly sweet corn. We haven't seen a lot of pressure of these in soybean. In fact, we haven't seen any pressure at all. The one field that we have seen brown marmorated stink bugs is on our Waterman campus, a Waterman farm at the OSU campus. But other than that, we haven't really seen a lot of these pests in soybean fields. But it's something we're going to be monitoring through state checkoff dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, because of the potential, is it going to mean increased scouting this coming season?
Yes, especially because of the threat posed by these. The first critical thing is to monitor where these are in the state. And we have received some funding through state checkoff dollars to really hit on especially southern and eastern areas where we think we might first see these stink bugs coming in. In any case, with invasive pests, detection is the first tool to start begin to manage these pests.
Well, it's going to be an interesting year as we look ahead. The winter's been so far relatively mild. From an insect standpoint, could that lead us to some bigger issues come spring and summer?
It might. We have less snowpack on the ground, and sometimes the insects that really like to burrow under the ground need that snowpack for insulation. But we have a long way to go, as we found out last year when we had a good window, a planting window, and then we were shut down for a long time. And that affects the insects populations as well. So the weather outlook, the precipitation, it's all going to depend. We have a long way to go, but we'll see what happens.
That's Andy Michael, assistant professor in the Department of Entomology at The Ohio State University. And that's Managing for Profit. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.